from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to get down to debate night, or debate day, I should say. The big debate between Trump and Harris is tonight. So here's some debate topics courtesy of Tom Carroll.
How's it going, guys?
How's it going, buddy? Hi. How you doing?
We're doing great back here in Brighton. All right, so yeah,
you guys miss us out there. We miss you.
We miss you guys. We were just saying that we don't really like when we're back here and you guys are over there. It's not the same.
Weird. It's weird. The energy.
All right, let's go with some topics here. First topic, this one was pitched to me by one Andy Hart. Which manager or coach in Boston not named Mazzulla will win their next title?
Well, you pitched it. Do you want to take...
I feel like you should go first since it's my question.
I am going to say Alex Cora. I think Alex Cora will be the next one to do it. I do think that this group of young players coming up through the system right now is maybe not destined for a dynasty or anything like that. But I think that before they all get to be 26 years old and wanting big contracts and thus are going to move on to another team or get traded, I think they can win something. I think that they're not close enough right now, but with a small infusion of talent, and I do think they have it in their system, if they're not going to go out and get it from other places, I think they're the most likely. I'd say Mayo's a ways away. And I also think the Bruins are probably just going to keep, you know, getting knocked out in the first round like they always do. The Red Sox are due for a big pendulum swing. That's usually how they do business. It's this end, and then it swings back to that end, and then they're back in last place for 5 years. But they're due to swing back, so I'm going to say Cora.
You would say something like that, you Democrat. I have a plan, like all good politicians, and part of the Andy Hart plan is drafting, developing, and then spending. And Gerard Mayo is well on his way down that path. Gerard Mayo... He went 1-0, something Bill Belichick never did in his first season with the New England Patriots. Gerard Mayo is the coach of the future.
Pete Carroll did.
But we're not talking about Pete Carroll. We're talking about the last guy, the guy he replaced, the guy he isn't better than but can strive to be better than. The new culture under Gerard Mayo is going to turn things around in Foxborough with Drake May. Then they're going to draft a tackle. And I've even amended, like all good politicians have to as you work the political system, amended the Andy Hart plan to allow for a few more wins this season.
Okay.
You may not pick number one or number two or number three, but in the top 5 to 8 picks in the draft, you can still get an elite tackle. You can still get Will Campbell. And if you get Will Campbell and you get an elite receiver and you spend that money, Gerard Mayo is back in the game. And that game will be the postseason game. And once you get in the tournament, you got a chance to win the Super Bowl. And Gerard Mayo will lead the Patriots to the promised land.
I'd love to believe that. But you still got Patrick Mahomes in front of you, which the Red Sox don't have. There is not a dominant American League team that you know is going to be winning every year. It's not been like that.
Are we doing rebuttals? Shut his mic off. I thought he was done.
What? We only get one thing?
It goes green, it goes red, and you're done.
Yeah, when you hear the transition, you're done.
I didn't know that. All right, excuse me then.
Cheater.
We're going to turn your mic off.
All right, fine. We're going to mute my microphone.
Oh, you're the
very
other
unfair.
One. You're the other one.
That was the only thing I could think to do. All right, fine. What's the next one?
Godfather versus Goodfellas. This time.
Godfather, Goodfellas. Andy, go ahead.
I'm a Goodfellas guy. The Godfather, the length of it, the whole multiple movies. Goodfellas is self-contained. It's entertaining. It's the right amount of everything. There's not an overinvestment in time. Give me Goodfellas every time.
I like Goodfellas a lot. I think The Godfather is a better movie.
And is this an artsy-fartsy thing? Oh, sorry.
I mean, a little bit. Yeah, I think so. I think it's better shot. I think it's more artistic. You know, I think there was more of an element to that. I like Coppola's style. And it's not that I don't like, what's his name, but I think that there's certainly an argument that could be made. We're talking just Godfather 1, right? Not the trilogy? Okay, because I thought Godfather 3 was not very good.
Some people say Godfather 2 is the best of that trilogy. But
I know. I don't know if I'd go there because Brando's not in it, and he was so good as Don Corleone. But like, I think that 1 is really, in my opinion anyway, the ultimate gangster movie, and it transcends gangster movies. And I'm a huge Goodfellas fan. All right, you want a rebuttal? No? All right. What do you got?
Which non-major sport is most entertaining?
Non-major sports. So we're not talking about the four major sports.
Outside of football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. You can throw soccer in there if you'd like.
Okay. Well, it's not going to be soccer for me. I would say...
That's why I left it in there.
Yeah, the most entertaining... let's see. I would go with... I'd go with curling. I think curling's exciting. I like a good curling match.
Are you throwing the debate?
When it's on there, I'll watch that and think, you know what? They get closer and closer. Because first of all, I feel like I can do that. I feel like I can both throw the thing and also sweep the ice in a way that would be conducive to it. I grew up in the North End. I played a lot of bocce growing up. So, I'm going with curling.
Curling?
Yes.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Well, no one asked what you thought about my thing. So
the easy answer, the right answer, is one of the fastest growing sports in America. Lacrosse.
I thought you were going to say pickleball.
It is an incredible physical, athletic, fast pace. And I know some people haven't seen it, haven't watched a lot of it. You're going to see it in the upcoming 2028 Olympics. And it's a slightly different brand of lacrosse. It's called Sixes. It's sort of a blend of true lacrosse and basketball.
Good that they're changing all the rules.
They're changing it for the Olympics, just like they did for football, where they're making flag football for the Olympics.
Which is awesome, by
lacrosse the way. Is the game of the future. I really believe that because football is going to be flag football soon. Lacrosse is going to be the best actual physical collision helmeted sport on the planet. Catch the fever. Go watch lacrosse, whether it's high school, youth, college, pros, the PLL, Paul Rabel. And you know who loves some lacrosse? Bill Belichick.
I was just going to say, this is paid for by the Bill Belichick Super PAC. This entire answer.
He wrote me a letter last night. I said, Bill, can you read it?
That was strong. Strong.
I used to go to Boston Blazers games at the old Garden. You know, those were fun. But I got a little old after a while. You know, you're sitting there watching the same thing.
Yeah, baseball hasn't gotten old in 130 years or whatever the hell.
Hey, people still show up. Anyway, what's up?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like... We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I thought we weren't doing this. I thought we weren't doing the hot dog sandwich thing.
You're up? Or is it my turn?
I think it's your turn.
It's not a sandwich. I'm done. I cede my time.
I don't have any. I agree. It's not a sandwich.
Hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
Greatest Sox player of all time, Ortiz or Ted Williams?
I'll go first on this one, David Ortiz. Ted Williams had better numbers, but he was not good in the playoffs. He was missed some time, obviously, because he served in the military. That's not something Ortiz ever had to do. But Ortiz was a winner. He did have questions about, you know, his...
About what?
About steroids. Yeah. I mean, there was
so one guy's a war hero and one guy has questions, you know.
One guy's a winner. One guy was a winner.
Look past things for winning.
Yes.
It's Ted Williams, Teddy Ballgame, the greatest hitter of all time. Have you seen where that seat is?
Yeah, and I don't believe that, by the way.
Well, you're a hater. You're a hater. You have problems with Ted Williams. The man was a war hero. He's a baseball hero. He can't carry a baseball team by himself. You ever hear of, I don't know, Manny? It's always Manny and Ortiz. You ever hear of the pitchers? And I'm sure Ted Williams didn't have great pitchers. I don't know. I wasn't around. It was a bazillion years ago. But the man is a legend, and I tend to sort of sway toward my elders and history, so I will go Ted Williams.
Well, David Ortiz is a legend, too, and he survived getting shot, so, you know, there's that.
So did Ted Williams. He went to war.
I know, but did he get shot?
He got shot all day long. He was shooting at people.
He got shot at. Did he actually get hit?
Of course.
I don't know if he did.
I don't either.
I know he's a big fisherman. I know Ted Williams big into fishing.
We can still ask him someday when they
reanimate
him.
Thaw
the head and reanimate him.
Absolutely.
Look him up.
That's actually, you know what? I don't know if they're going to do that with Ortiz, you know, when the time comes, but that is an advantage Williams, I would say, in terms of all that. But I still lean Ortiz. All right, any more?
Is NASCAR a sport?
Yes. Yes, I think so. This isn't my time to go first, but I'm going to go anyway. I think everything's a sport. I think everything is sports.
Reading is a sport?
No, anything you can compete in.
Speed reading?
Speed reading, sure. I think the debate tonight is sports. I think that anything that you're competitive in, anything where someone's a winner and someone's a loser, I consider sports.
Now, I just want to piss people off. It's absolutely not a sport. I don't see how it takes skill to push a gas pedal. I do it all the time. I'm going to do it for like an hour and a half. I'm going to weave in and out of traffic just like them. Unlike them, I'm going to have to turn right and left to get home. So is that a sport? Is my drive home a sport?
If
I'm
you're
competing with
racing
others.
Racing someone else to get to your house.
I'll be racing thousands of cars to get to Dartmouth, Massachusetts faster.
Are they going to your house?
Sport.
Are they going to your house?
No, we're going to the same area.
Okay, but if there's, is there a finish
the
line?
Exit.
Is there a finish line?
Yeah, the exit. There'll be little exits.
They don't know
the
they're
way.
Competing with
there's
you.
There's Checkpoint Charlie out there.
If you're racing someone and they know that you're racing them and it's a competitive thing, then yes, I think that's a sport. It's
it
all
is not
sports.
A sport. It's an Absolutely. Activity. It's not a sport.
One last quick one because we're up against it. Blue cheese or ranch?
Oh, blue cheese. Every time, blue cheese.
I like blue cheese, too. I like ranch. I like ranch, but I'm a blue cheese
Unlike tonight, we were able to cover the divide or
right.
whatever.
We reached together across the aisle.
They will not reach a consensus on anything tonight.
I think Hart won.
I think Hart won, too, baby.
Excuse me. We're taking
Woo!
I think we all won.
We're in the spin zone here.
I mean, some might actually argue we all lost, but I think I won the debate. The debate will have those little blue and red lines, right? Don't they do that? The ups and downs where they poll the audience and the people.
It depends what network's carrying it, I think, but yes.
Oh, yeah.
They do have that.
There's winners and losers in every debate, and it's clear that I was the winner of this one.
It's on ABC tonight.
ABC? All right, yeah. It's going to be, the blue line's going to be going,
It's only on one network?
I think it's simulcast on a bunch, but ABC is the one that's organizing
ABC
it.
Has the host or whatever.
They're hosting it.
It's rigged.
There you go. All right. I disagree with your assessment, TC. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Here's something else we may disagree on. The Tyreek Hill situation. The body cam footage is out. We'll get to that and play some audio from it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.